Hello, everyone. You're listening to Family Talk, the radio broadcasting ministry of the James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and thank you for joining us for this program.
Welcome into Family Talk, the broadcast division of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host of Family Talk. As a licensed professional counselor and marriage and family therapist, I'm honored to serve as resident authority on mental health and relationships here at JDFI. I also serve as president of the American Association of Christian Counselors and executive director of the Liberty University Global Center on Mental Health, Addiction, and Recovery. Thank you for joining us. Today's guest is also a Liberty University graduate and has had quite an amazing career in Washington, D.C., advocating for children on Capitol Hill, and is now serving as the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America, Penny Young Nance. Penny was a legislative director for Concerned Women for America early in her career. Penny founded and was president of Kids First Coalition, a nonprofit organization focused on educating people about a range of issues that children face. Then she became a special advisor for the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, where she focused on the protection of children in the broadcast industry and served on the media task force fighting youth obesity. Penny Young Nance then notably served on President Trump's Life Advisory Council. She spoke often to the president, vice president, as well as key staff as the voice of Christian conservative women of faith. To then, it was after that that she became the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America. You may have seen her speaking on a national news program or read an article in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post that she wrote. Penny is married to Will. Together they have two children. Penny, so great to have you here on Family Talk. Dr. Dobson, his wife Shirley, send their regards, and they so admire and respect the work that you're doing with Concerned Women for America.
Well, it is a great honor to be on with you, Tim. And of course, I am a huge fan of Dr. and Shirley Dobson. And I'm just honored to get to be on anything that is connected to the both of them. They're just stalwarts in the faith and heroes of mine, frankly.
Penny, everybody's in Washington. I know you're there. Are you going to be marching on the square this morning?
Yes, I will be at the March for Life with, you know, several hundred thousand of my closest friends and CWA leaders, our Young Women for America leaders, in a cold January as usual. But we have to always show up and speak for life, Tim.
You know, what's exciting to me too, Penny, is how young the faces are at the March for Life.
Yes, isn't that so exciting? And because, you know, you've got a whole generation, now a couple of generations of young people who all own their own sonogram picture. You can't lie to them and tell them that it's not a life in utero or it's a clump of cells. They know. They recognize their own faces, right, inside the womb. So, yes, it is a very young crowd. And also, I think that sense of justice. They understand that abortion is violence in the womb and it's unjust, and they want to speak up.
We were talking about Concerned Women for America and the work through the years. Penny, it goes all the way back to Beverly LaHaye, good friends of the Dobsons through the years. Right. And it's just amazing how God has protected and continued to strengthen that voice for CWA. You are at the helm of that organization. Penny, mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what's happening and what our listeners could be praying about.
Thank you. Well, you know, we are at a tipping point in our country, Dr. Clinton. I think that people around this country feel it acutely. As we watch just this unraveling that's happened since the election of President Biden just so quickly. But of course, we know that behind the scenes, it hasn't been quick. It's actually been growing. But Concerned Women for America, as you noted, has been active and working on behalf of the unique dignity of women since 1979. But we're seeing this moment in which if maybe more than ever before, the voices of Christian women is essential. It's crucial in this moment. We have over 185 Young Women for America collegiate chapters, and they are so excited and strong on the issue both of life, but also standing up on for the rights of women, the unique dignity of women, as their rights are being taken away on sports field and locker rooms across America and classrooms. And so they are stepping forth in their Esther moment. So I'm just honored to get to work as their spokeswoman. And of course, our CWA leaders, over 400 trained leaders around this country that are active, both local, state, federal level, as grassroots activists, as women of faith who are speaking up on behalf of the least of these.
Everybody's turning the dial up, Penny. I can tell it already. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of it, I think of, my mind went back while you were talking to Loudoun County, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
When that whole fiasco went down up there about kids and the whole gender ideology stuff being forced on our kids. It's not education, mm-hmm. it's indoctrination mm-hmm. that's going on.
That's right.
And the parents up there, primarily the mama bears, had enough, and they said, we're drawing a line in the sand. This is over. We're not going to do this anymore. Not here, not in our state.
And, that's right.
And I'll tell you what, Penny, it moved the dial in the state of Virginia in a big way. And by the way, it shook the nation because people began to see something happening. Penny, I grew up with five sisters and a mother who was very strong. And I know this, when women get to praying, and when they mm-hmm. get fired up, things start happening. Where I grew up, we would say it this way. It puts the dogs up under the bed, if you know what I mean. Penny, you know, when you think about women mobilizing, we know majority of women who attend church actually are active in their church. Not so much so for men. Penny, what's your prayer? What are you hoping? What are you praying for? You've been doing this for a long time. Is that dial moving? Are you seeing that kind of energy really erupt?
Well, you said it. We saw in the purple state of Virginia the election of a Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, for the first time in, you know, I don't know what, almost a decade. And it has been a game changer in my, Virginia is my home state. And we are going to see more of that. I think a lot of what we've seen, you know, Governor DeSantis in Florida won by 19 points, right? I think it is interesting, and Republican Party needs to be aware of when you lead with principles and with parents' rights and with the issue of life instead of hiding from those issues, you win. It is the winning issue of our day because parents have had it. And you're right, Christian women have had it. You know, my prayer is that even more of us wake up and come to Concern Women for America and other like-minded groups so that we can train you and that you can step forward and lead. No more looking at our shoes when the hard topics come up because our children are depending on us taking leadership. And it should never be because you don't know what to say, because we have the resources. We will train you. If you feel led by the Lord to speak into the hard topics of the day, sign up for our information at concernedwomen.org, and we will train you to lead in these issues. But we can't be silent anymore, and I think we're at this moment where American women feel it even more acutely than we did before.
Well, one of the things that happened that I think shocked the world was last June when the Dobbs case went down in the Supreme Court and Roe was overturned. Here we are, March for Life. Penny, tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the pro-life movement. I mean, people would say, we're winning, mm-hmm. we're winning, but the fight goes on. There's a lot to do.
Well, the left actually thinks they have us on the rails because the Republicans didn't dominate in the last election, but they did win the House. And what we're seeing is Speaker McCarthy and Majority Leader Steve Scalise, and many of you all remember him, is a great Christian brother who was shot at the congressional baseball game. He's our Majority Leader now. And so there are actually three key pieces of legislation that they're coming out of the gate on. It's no taxpayer funding for abortion and clear clarity in insurance, so you know if your insurance pays for abortion, a sense of the House that says, and can you believe that we're having to do a sense of the House that says that you cannot, you should not rain violence on pro-life groups like Concerned Women for America. We were targeted. And also on key other key issues. One of the key issues that CWA is working on is life.gov. This is a very simple piece of legislation that Nancy Mace in the House has actually introduced, and Marco Rubio in the Senate. And I don't know why we didn't think of it before. We were sitting around saying, you know, we need one place where a woman in need can go and find out all of her different options, because we know there's many, many alternatives, many that are funding by our tax dollars that people don't even know about. Support for housing, support for education, health care, issues for adoption, foster care, all the things that a woman needs in order to choose life. We're working now to pass a piece of legislation that it will be under one umbrella through HHS, where we can find out all the alternatives for a woman in California from her zip code, or a woman in Tennessee or Virginia, no matter where she is, she can find out what's at her disposal. And then it helps people like us, Tim, know where the holes are. Where do we need to give them more support? When we have it all in one place and managed well, then we can really know what else needs to be done. But there's many other important things to be done. Yes, the March for Life, we've got to keep on marching. Concerned Women for America led on December 1st of last year. We had 2,000 women in front of the Supreme Court rallying on behalf of life. And then we stood there again. I got to stand there the day of June 24th. My picture joined other great leaders on the front of the New York Times. And my husband blew up that picture for me so I could always have it, and our children and grandchildren can have it. We overturned Roe. As a movement, as Christian people, 50 years worth of prayer, we did it. But understand, it's just the beginning of the fight. We now are having a state-by-state pitched battle. We have 22 states that are mostly pro-life, and six of those states, their laws are enjoined in the court. So we're having to battle. But we must take the fight to every single state, and that means that all of us have to be involved. And Concerned Women for America is active at every state, and we need all the help that we can get. Come to the fight.
Well, I'm sitting back listening and thinking to myself, it's because of the faithfulness of those who would dare to go against the grain and say, no, we're not doing that. We're going to overturn Roe. And it's breathtaking to think about that actually happening in our lifetime. Again, a credit to this kind of work and effort. Penny, when you say the fight goes on, I think you're so right. It's staggering to me to think that we're in a post-Roe era right now. But you have some states who have, quote, become sanctuary-type states.
That's right.
And they're even talking about abortion all the way up to birth.
Birth. That's right.
To birth.
That's right.
And
that's what they want.
It's insanity to think this, that 7 out of 10 or so Americans want some type of restriction, but there are states out there that are doing this, and how we've got to continue to keep our hands to the plow.
That's right. States like New York and California, sadly, the day after, on June 25th, nothing had changed for them. In fact, they went even harder to the left. But, you know, the answer to that, and people's like, what are we going to do about California? Well, the answer is the churches. The answer is the pastors. And pastors have to not be afraid to speak into these issues. I think young pastors in particular need to be encouraged and supported as they speak into these matters. You know, I've had pastors say to me, Penny, how can we support you? And what I say is, preach the Bible. Preach all of it, every single bit of it, even the parts that make you squirm, even the parts that maybe make someone walk out of your church and say mean things about you in the paper the next day. This is what you're called to do as the watchman on the wall. And we as women of faith need to encourage our pastors and our leaders to step forward. And we have to hold their arms up. And as women, we have a unique place, a unique moment of leadership and dignity in which we can lead on this issue. And we must lead, because messenger matters. women are the life bringers of this world. This is how God made us. There's only two sexes. There's men and women, and only women can give birth. Let me just say, I know what a woman is. Sadly, not all of our Supreme Court justices do. But we need to speak into those moments, and we cannot be tamped down, bullied, quieted. We must speak truth.
You're listening to Family Talk, a division of the James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host, and our special guest, Penny Nance. She is the CEO, president of Concerned Women for America, an organization that God's using in a mighty way to help stir the hearts of women all across this land to stand bold for truth and to be courageous for such a time as this. Penny, I want to come back. You mentioned the whole issue of women and understanding our sexes, but let's go to the NCAA and what's happening there and this whole issue of really disrespect, if you will, for women in sports.
Well, and our Young Women for America leaders are fiery mad about this. I mean, think about it. You're a young woman who has spent, you know, most of your high school career working so hard, giving up, you know, some of the other fun things on the weekend that your friends did so you can be in bed early and be at the track or the pool first thing. Their mothers are the ones that were up at O Dark 30 driving them to swim practice. And they show up one day at the meet. And who are they competing against? But a biological male. And then when they dare complain, they're told to be quiet, that they're bigots, and they aren't even allowed to complain. And they're being told that by their schools. And then further, when the young man, who, by the way, still dates women, as in the case of Leah Thomas, comes into their locker room, they're told that they're not allowed to complain. Never mind Title IX, never mind all the work we've done on the Me Too movement, that somehow they have to push down that feeling in their gut where they know that something's wrong and they feel uncomfortable and they feel afraid. There is something ridiculous and wrong about a whole society who's turned on American women, and we're not having it. So right now we have our young women who, there's the NCAA has been meeting. They're active. And by the way, on the day that Leah Thomas won the NCAA championship division one in swimming, our young women were rallying and protesting outside that swim meet at Georgia Tech. And it was our Young Women for America leaders that were quoted in the media. It Concerned Women for America filed suit, a civil lawsuit against University of Pennsylvania, because they are discriminating against women, the other women in the pool. And so all of that's getting worked out. There's much to do. I truly believe this will end up in the Supreme Court, Tim, probably within, if not this term, maybe next term, because it is something that we will not back down from. ADF is working alongside us, and we must protect the rights and the safety and dignity of women. And they are leading in the issue, and that's how you win.
Penny, I wanted to ask you this because I often get pushed a little bit, and a lot of conversation shows up on social media about compassion. They weaponize, if you will, empathy in this whole situation and say you're a hater. You don't care about their feelings or what have you. Penny, how do you go about encouraging parents and others to, quote, stand strong, to say, hey, listen, that kind of gender ideology has no place in an elementary school. You know what I'm saying? And when you come to sports, and you just explained it so incredibly well, I mean, it's just frustrating. And at the same time, you're right, you're not allowed to have a voice back. We want to have the love and care of Christ. But hey, bottom line, how do we come with a reasoned truth here for a moment?
Well, and understand, this is not biblical worldview. This is taken from Enlightenment, right? The philosophy, you know, the radical majority. Truth is what we say it is, right? It's not reality. It's not God's truth. It's not absolute truth. It's whatever we say it is. So we've got this philosophical lie that whatever you say you are, however you identify, whether, not just whether it's man or woman, it could also be a fox, a dog, a cat. I mean, this is how far we've come. It's not just transgender, it's trans species that we're starting to see show up in school system. So we must, in love, tell the truth. It is not loving to allow a lie to stand and to go along with it. The emperor has no clothes. You can't just pretend. And here's the other side of it. There's other victims. A young woman is victimized when her trophy, her scholarship, her position is taken because a biological man wants it. You know, I feel like the left thinks men are better at everything, including being women. I mean, it is just outrageous what they're allowed to get away with. And I'm sorry, it is not loving for them, me to allow them to injure young women. You know, we saw Victoria's Secret just fire their CEO because she had men on the runway wearing women's lingerie, and oddly, women didn't want to go buy it then. I mean, it's just, we have lost our minds, and people have to tell the truth, and you can do it without being mean about it, and you can say, I love you. Listen, I feel so sad for the mom and dad and that little kid who's suffering, but I have to start wondering when I see parents who are enjoying it a little too much. They're starting to make it part of their persona. I've got a trans kid. Never mind the kid's five, and he or she might change her mind if you just give her a little bit of time. Now we're starting to talk about surgery, pediatric surgery, Tim, to harm, to do a mastectomy, to do castration for underage children. Are you joking? There's nothing kind and compassionate about that. It's outrageous and it's wrong.
And Penny, there's no
research. If you love your neighbor, you'll stand up and say that. That's real love, because that kid one day is going to wake up, and we're already starting to see the detransition movement, right? We're starting to see young people whose voices will never come back, who are made sterile because of what's happened to them, because of the drugs. You can't just pause and come back and be no problem. I mean, many women have stories about how hormones, you know, how chemical hormones maybe changed or hurt their bodies. So certainly children do. So, you know, we have got to really stand up as a church. It is loving to tell the truth. It is loving and to be caring and to protect other people. The radical majority cannot rule the roost and hurt an entire group of young women, and we just stand by and shrug our shoulders? No, we're not going to do it. We won't do it.
Penny, a lot of women listening probably are saying, hey, I want to learn more about Concerned Women for America. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, we would love for them to come follow us on social media, and also Penny Nance on social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the whole gambit, Truth, I don't, you name it. But also come to concernedwomen.org and sign up for our weekly reports so you can know exactly what's happening in Washington and be kept apprised of the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Penny, what an amazing work you're doing in and through CWA, Concerned Women for America. I was thinking, here again, we're circling all the way back, March for Life Week today. Mm-hmm. I know you're busy speaking all over. We're there. We're coming out with everything we've got to challenge people to stand strong, to hold the line. When you think of CVS and Walgreens and others
That's
being
right.
platformed to, quote, distribute the abortion pill and more, we've got a lot of work to do. God
yes,
help us.
Yes, a perfect example. Find other, I mean, I have to do it too. We have to find other pharmacies that are not using our money and selling the abortion drug to young women. I mean, this is a direct assault on our beliefs, and we've got to vote with our purse, and it matters. It makes a huge difference. And so, you know, it's every day, every one of us doing what we can do, praying, looking for opportunities to support the people that support our values, and making good decisions on behalf of our family and speaking up.
Well, Penny, we can't wait. I hope to see you there in the march, and we're going to be posting on social media all day long. So, hey, let's just pray that God does something that only He can get the glory for.
Amen. We'll look for you, brother, and see you at the march.
Wow. Penny Young Nance is such a positive force for defending conservative rights and articulating the concerns of our nation's most precious resources, the girls, young women, ladies, and moms of America. You can hear it in Penny's voice. She is on fire to be an advocate for God's word, biblical truth, and a biblical worldview. You've been listening to Family Talk, and as you know, there are still many causes that we need to stand together for, men and women alike, like fighting for the preborn. Just a reminder that today is the 50th annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. Our production team is there, so you can look forward to hearing new content coming soon, taken from the events of this pro-life weekend. And also a reminder that this Sunday is Sanctity of Life Sunday. I hope your church and pastor will be leading your congregation in prayer to defend the preborn. Make sure that happens if you can. Okay, as we wrap up another week here on the broadcast, a few housekeeping reminders for you. If you enjoy listening to Family Talk, you'll surely appreciate receiving our 2022 Best of Broadcast collection. You can get your very own 6-CD set of our most popular programs from 2022 as a thanks for a suggested donation of $50. Simply visit our website at drjamesdobson.org. Remember, you can also order by phone. The number to call is 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. We love hearing from you. So remember, the customer care line is not just for ordering resources. It's also reserved for prayer and connection time with you if you need it. So please reach out to us with your prayer requests or any comments and questions you might have. I'm Roger Marsh, and from all of us here at the JDFI, have a blessed day and weekend. And be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.